Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines blasphemy as the act of insulting or showing contempt or lack of reverence for God. This past week featured, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth perpetrating blasphemy, while being, of course, supported by or having excuses made for them by many of their supporters. As you would imagine, the Bible has quite a lot to say about blasphemy. We have these words from Jesus, which are read in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. There's this from Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Let's spend a few moments reviewing what unfolded this past week through the acts of the people I mentioned at the beginning. We'll start with the most obvious and blatant. That would be Donald Trump posting a photo of himself in the image of Jesus, the robes that Jesus would wear, Trump healing a man by laying hands on him with light emanating from his hands. Jesus warns us about this in Matthew chapter 24, verses 23 and 24. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Am I taking things too seriously, too far, over a photo posted on social media? I don't think so. Remember when Paula White recently compared Trump to Jesus, referencing him being struck down, rising? I don't recall Trump pushing that comparison away or denying it, do you? Then Trump followed posting that photo with a second social media post, this one, a photo of Jesus hugging Trump. Now, let me repeat that because it's important here. It was a photo of Jesus hugging Trump. Now, if you were determined to post a photo like this, shouldn't it be you hugging Jesus in worship and praise? Better yet, kneeling before him? As we're instructed in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Next we have Trump, joined by J.D. Vance, choosing to take on Pope Leo XIV. Trump called Pope Leo a bad pope who was, quote-unquote, weak on crime, which I'm not really sure how any pope is responsible for crime rates anywhere, but, well, Trump went with that. Then we had J.D. Vance call out the pope for the message he was declaring, saying that the pope needs to be careful with how he presents theology and what he gets involved with. What's that theology that Pope Leo is proclaiming? Peace. That word peace, by the way, is mentioned over 400 times in the Bible. Kind of makes it a valid theology point, doesn't it? Just a few examples of this. Here's what's said in Psalm chapter 29, verse 11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. We also have this in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. One more. This is told to us by Jesus as part of the Beatitudes, reading from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Pete Hegseth scored double blasphemy points this past week. First at a Pentagon press briefing, Hegseth compared Trump being challenged by the news media with Jesus being challenged by the Pharisees. Then at a military faith event, Hegseth shared in prayer what's said in Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 17. Problem. What Hegseth read was actually from the film Pulp Fiction. It was from the scene where Samuel L. Jackson delivers a Bible gospel-sounding line that was entirely made up for that film. And by the way, Jackson delivered the line far better than Hegseth did. Works as a false teacher are not the way to keep your page in the book of life clean. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 warns us about these false teachers. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Now, you may be one of those who says that God will forgive even blasphemy. God forgives everything, right? I mean, doesn't it say in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's no doubt what you'll wind up believing if you're reading what you want instead of reading what you need to read. Because in Matthew chapter 12, verses 31-32, Jesus tells us this, therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. And yes, blasphemy is grieving to the Holy Spirit.